Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, June 20th. Coming up in today's episode, Rahul Gandhi's serious allegations on center amid paper leak controversy. Bihar student alleges NEET paper leak, claims he paid Rs 30 lakh. Horrifying new details against actor Darshan accused of murdering his fan. NTA under fire again for NET cancellation for loss of integrity. NATO worried over growing closeness between Russia and North Korea, and MSP guarantee for farmers approved. First up, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi in a series of strong remarks about the row over medical entrance exam or NEET said today that paper leaks will continue in the country as long as the universities remain under BJP control. A paper leak, he added, is an anti-national activity since it hugely hurts the country's young people, who are also the country's future. He said, and I quote, "Paper leaks are happening because all the universities and their vice chancellors have been captured by the Bharatiya Janata Party and its parent organization. As long as this capture cannot be reversed, paper leaks will continue," unquote. Pointing to the Vyapam scam in BJP-ruled Madhya Pradesh, he said this is now being taken across the country. He said, and I quote, "Vyapam happened in Madhya Pradesh. Now the government is spreading it across the nation," unquote. He said at a press conference held to discuss NEET, over which the opposition has been solidly backing the students. "The students," Mr. Gandhi said, "are suffering as the government is not interested in stopping paper leaks." Meanwhile, an arrested student in Bihar has claimed there was a paper leak in NEET UG 2024 exams, further fueling protests against the exam and its organizers, the National Testing Agency or NTA. The student who was arrested after a vehicle check revealed he had admit cards of four other students confessed to the Bihar police that his uncle organized a paper leak for him and his friends. The four men arrested from Bihar include aspirant Anurag Yadav, his uncle Sikandar, a junior engineer at Danapur Municipal Council, and two others named Nitish Kumar and Amit Anand. Anurag admitted that he received the question paper a day before the exam and his uncle convinced him to memorize it. The accused said the exact questions were asked in the exam the next day. Anurag said the alleged leak accused offered to provide papers for any competitive exam and demanded a sum of Rs 30 to 32 lakh per student to qualify for NEET. Anurag also confessed that he got greedy when he told his friends about it and extracted Rs 40 lakh instead of 30 to pocket some profit. The accused claims have triggered a tussle between the Bharatiya Janata Party, which is a part of the NDA government led by JDU, and the opposition Rashtriya Janata Dal or RJD. This confession sparked a political blame game in Bihar, with BJP and RJD claiming the other side's connection to the accused individuals, including Sikandar Yadavendu, who the authorities believe is the brain behind the operation. BJP has claimed Yadavendu is a result of Tejaswi Yadav's ally, while RJD said the accused has links to JDU and BJP. This year's NEET exam has been enveloped in a plethora of controversies, from alleged preferential marking to awarding grace marks, which later resulted in cancellation of 1,563 results, to the alleged paper leak and gross mismanagement by the NTA. Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan till yesterday affirmed there has been no proof of a paper leak and the exams conducted were honest. But the opposition has picked up the issue steadfastly. Demanding a high-level investigation into the NEET controversy, Mandu Bangarappa, Karnataka's primary education minister, said, and I quote, "They used to blame the state government for malpractices. Now these lapses are here, even bringing in CBI, what would that do? Sanctity of these institutions are lost. We want ACP, not NAP. They," meaning the centre, "want to control our institutions. Neighbouring states would agree. We have to do something better for our students without political motivation or grievances," unquote. While educationist Latika Gupta told NDTV, and I quote, "It is surprising none of the IITs and all these universities objected to NTA so far. This is sad, I know, but it had to happen one day. I am glad the students are protesting and letting us know of their anger, because everyone in authority needs to hang their heads in shame," unquote. And next, the investigation into the murder of Renuka Swami, allegedly by Kannada actor Darshan Thogudi, is revealing more and more heinous details each day. The latest police account states Renuka Swami was beaten with sticks and tied up and given electric shocks. He died due to shock hemorrhage as a result of multiple blunt injuries, states his autopsy report. More shockingly, the victim's testicles were ruptured and he had a missing ear too, the reports say. His body was found near a drain in Bengaluru on June 9th, with his face half eaten by dogs. According to the police, Darshan conspired to kill Renuka Swami after he launched an online attack on his partner, an actress named Pavitra Gowda. Mr. Swami blamed Pavitra for separating Darshan from his wife and allegedly abused her online. Darshan then hired members of his fan club and hatched a conspiracy to end this abuse by killing Renuka Swami, the police say. They allegedly tortured Mr. Swami in a shed near Bengaluru and dumped his body a few kilometers away. The body of Renuka Swami, once an ardent fan of Darshan, was found near a gutter in a very shocking state. As a food delivery boy called the police that some dogs are eating a human body. So far, the police have collected bloodstained samples from the security rooms of the shed where Renuka Swami was allegedly tortured and killed. Hair strands and clothes worn by Renuka Swami, as well as the footwear that Darshan and Pavitra wore on the day of the murder, have also been seized. Notably, Darshan tried his best to not be caught. He paid rupees 15 lakh to a couple of his accomplices to take the blame. The men simply walked up to the police a day after the body was discovered and confessed to the crime. But during their interrogation, they ended up confessing that Darshan was behind the crime, along with actress Pavitra Gowda. And next, amid the massive row surrounding the cancellation of UGC NET exam, the Education Ministry has said that the test was scrapped because its integrity may have been compromised and has emphasized that it won't hesitate to take action against anyone. Many on social media have speculated this loss of integrity hints towards a paper leak, but no official confirmation has come in yet. Govind Jaiswal, Joint Secretary in the Education Ministry, told the media that the exam, for which over 11 lakh students had registered, was cancelled on the basis of inputs received from the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre. The exam, which was held on Tuesday, was cancelled yesterday. Quote, "The matter has been handed over to the CBI for a thorough investigation. A fresh exam shall be conducted, for which information will be shared soon." Unquote. Mr. Jaiswal said, adding he cannot disclose more details on the matter as of now, but added the ministry will not hesitate in punishing those found guilty of any offence. The NTA, which is also under fire because of NEET irregularities, now has to face the wrath of NET aspirants, an exam which is used to qualify for professorship or research fellowship and even PhDs. In the aftermath of these allegations, the Congress described the Narendra Modi-led NDA government as, quote, paper leak government, unquote. Other members of the India bloc, including Samajwadi Party, Trinamool Congress and Shiv Sena Uddhav Bala Sahab Thackeray, have also slammed the government over the two exams. In a press conference today, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi alleged that all exam systems of the country need a reassessment and redesigning based on the inputs of that assessment. Breaking from breaking news, internet protests are nothing new, but this Chinese social media bird trend is definitely unique. To protest the work culture in China, which is often 49 hours plus a week for professionals and grueling study commitments for those in colleges, students are pretending to be birds by covering themselves in oversized t-shirts and squawking or chirping like birds while perching on furniture like a bird. According to these protesters, the pretension of being a bird is an act of yearning for freedom. According to a report in Babelfish Asia, "Youth is but a summer dream," a user wrote, while another chirped a song of his own, "Can't help but turn into a stubborn bird. against the wind to the end. A third user in the video said, "I don't want to work. I want to be free like a bird." Now, back to news. As Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a pact with North Korean authoritarian head Kim Jong-un, NATO has reacted sharply against it. Russia's new defensive pact with North Korea shows increasing alignment among authoritarian powers and underscores the importance of democracies presenting a united front, the head of NATO said on Wednesday. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg said North Korea has provided, quote, "an enormous amount of ammunition" to Russia, while both China and Iran were supporting Moscow militarily in its war against Ukraine. Quote, "We need to be aware that authoritarian powers are aligning more and more. They are supporting each other in a way we haven't seen before," unquote. Stoltenberg told a panel during an official visit to Ottawa, adding, quote, "When they are more and more aligned, authoritarian regimes like North Korea and China, Iran, Russia, then it's even more important that we are aligned as countries believing in freedom and democracy," unquote. But not much is known about this pact. According to Associated Press, the day after the deal was signed at Pyongyang summit on Wednesday afternoon, North Korea state media released the text of the agreement, which vows mutual defense assistance and broader cooperation in military, foreign policy, and trade. Russia, though, has not published its version of the text yet. Meanwhile, NATO, which also promises such cooperation within members, has a target for its members to spend 2% of the GDP on defense. Notably, members of NATO are morally obligated to help one another in times of war and distress. The most recent example of NATO alliance help is the United States helping Ukraine with arms and aid in war against Russia. But according to a Reuters report, not all members are keen on spending substantial amounts on their defense programs. The report states, quote, "Other NATO members are concerned about the fiscal balance. They want to spend money on health and education." But according to the report, Stoltenberg said if we are not able to preserve peace, then what we do on health and climate change and education will also fail. And lastly, Wednesday evening brought in good news for some Indian farmers. The center has announced the approval of minimum support price or MSP on 14 kharif crops. MSP has been a long-standing demand of Indian farmers for all crops, and they even staged large-scale protests, including some held earlier this year, to press for it. But for now, it has been approved. But for now, MSP has been approved for 14 categories. The decision was taken after a key meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Agriculture Ministry, in a statement, said the government has increased the MSP of 14 kharif crops for the marketing season 2024-25, which would be 1.5 times the production cost of the crop. According to news agency ANI, the increased MSP will mean a gain of rupees 35,000 crore to the farmers over the previous year. Some of the crops included in the list are paddy, cotton, ragi, bajra, arhar dal, and more. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.